Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. All right, moving on, trudging on, it may seem like to some people, as we are working our way through 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse by verse by verse, and explaining Paul's philosophy of ministry, and it gets a bit tedious when he gets to talking about his reasons for not receiving financial support, even though he has the right to receive financial support, but he's chosen not to receive financial support. That much is clear and is not difficult to understand. But then when he starts explaining the underlying reasoning behind all of this, it does get a little bit tedious, but I'm confident that we can all understand it and profit from it if we'll take the time to work through it, to think about it, to understand what Paul is saying, and to realize that Paul was a man who was so committed to Christ that he would do anything in order to advance the cause of Christ, any sacrifice, any hardship, he didn't mind. He would waive any benefit, such as financial reward, which was his right to receive, but he would gladly waive that, and live like a slave, even though he was free. And that's what we ended the broadcast talking about yesterday from verse 19. And that's where it got a little bit tedious, but what Paul was saying was, and we'll get back to it in a moment, but what Paul was saying was, though I am free, I have a right to live like a free man because I am free, and I have a right to receive salary for my work because that is the right of every gospel minister. Nevertheless, I'm willing to preach the gospel like a slave instead of a free man. Slaves didn't get paid salary. Slaves didn't receive financial support for being slaves. Well, their master might make sure they had food and housing. But beyond that, that's about it. He didn't get anything beyond that. Slaves worked for nothing and worked harder in most cases than free people, free men, who received wages for what they did. And that's the way Paul viewed himself in the work of the gospel. So we'll go into it a little bit further on this Wednesday, December 1. Thank you for joining us. We've made it to the last month of the year, 2021. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, December 1. Many thanks for the financial support that enables us to keep teaching on this station. Now, Paul says, I'm living like a slave. Verse 19, for though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all that I might win the more. And in the context, I just explained this, what he meant by that. In the context, what he's saying is, though I have the right to live like a free man, which would be to receive salary for the work that I do, that's the way gospel preachers are to be viewed by their congregations. They are laborers who are worthy of their hire. Paul said in verse 14, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. That's the principle. That's the expectation. Christians should understand that, not complain and bellyache about it. Churches should understand that and should gladly support their pastor and others who are involved as those who are called into the ministry of the gospel of Christ. But Paul said, if I choose to not live like a free man receiving a salary, but instead to labor like a slave who receives nothing, that's my right too, and I do that. I've chosen to do that. I've chosen to make myself a servant or slave to all that I might win the more. And then he goes on to say, and to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those, verse 21, who are without law, as without the law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, verse 22, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. That phrase in verse 22 has been badly misunderstood and misapplied. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And that has been used by some to teach that whatever works the best, very pragmatic approach to ministry, whatever will bring in the most people, that's what we ought to do because that's what Paul did and that's what Paul told us we should do. We should do like he did. I become all things to all men. So, I mean, it goes into all kinds of directions here, but one direction it goes in our day is if I become a gospel rock musician, if that'll attract people, then I'll do that. I become all things to all men. Nothing wrong with that. And on it goes. Now, this is not a discussion about styles of music, but it's a philosophy that's behind it. And this idea that what we ought to do is whatever makes us most attractive to the world, because that's the way to win the world. That is not what Paul is saying in the context here. That is not what Paul is saying. Please don't misuse this verse to mean what it does not say. Paul's purposeful flexibility in these verses can be explained in verse 19 as his willingness to live like a slave, if that will enhance the gospel. In verse 20, his willingness to live like a Jew, when that will enhance the gospel. In verse 21, his willingness to live like a Gentile, if that will enhance the gospel. In verse 22, his willingness to live like a servant, if that will enhance the gospel. That's what he's talking about, and we'll look at it in detail as we move along here. So, we've already explained verse 19, living like a slave. What he meant by that was, slaves don't earn wages. I preached the gospel to you at Corinth without financial support, even though you have the responsibility to provide financial support so that I can live like a free man. Free men are people who contract or agree to work for someone for a certain wage. They're free to do that. They're free to take a job, or they're free to turn down a job. They're free to accept a designated salary, or they're free to negotiate for a different salary. They don't have to do it, but they are free to agree to do it and to receive wages for it, but not slaves. Slaves don't have that choice. They can't. The slave master says, I want you to go today and work in the vineyard. The slave can't say, nah, I'd rather not do that. No, a free man can do that if he's willing to turn down the wages, but a slave can't do that. A slave's got to go work in the vineyard and receive nothing for it. And Paul said, that's what I've done. I've turned down my rightful wages that would designate my labors like those of a free man, and instead I have voluntarily chosen to live like a slave, to labor for no financial support like a slave does. So, I'm willing to live like a slave for the sake of the gospel. Verse 20, I'm willing to live like a Jew. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. to those who are under the law is under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. When Paul was evangelizing among Jews, he lived like a Jew. He understood that the best way to evangelize Jews was to live like a Jew in order not to create unnecessary barriers, unnecessary offense. So when he was evangelizing among Jews, what did he do? He ate kosher. He ate the dietary law of Moses like the other Jews did. Was he required to do that? Was he under the law of Moses? No, he's a free man. But he voluntarily put himself under the law when he was evangelizing those who themselves were under the law. Those who were under the law lived under the law, and so Paul lived under the same law in order to win those who were under the law. He practiced distinctly Jewish aspects of the law in order to best relate to Jewish people. And in so doing, he gave up some of his Christian liberty for the sake of others. As a New Covenant Christian, Paul had perfect liberty to eat ham, but he knew that if, while he was living among Jews and evangelizing Jews, he ate pork, ate bacon, ate ham, ate foods that were prohibited under the law of Moses, he would create an unnecessary offense for the gospel. Here he is preaching the gospel and offending these people right and left by what he was practicing, which he had every right to practice as a free Christian, exercising Christian liberty, living under the new covenant. He had the right to do that, but he waived his rights for the sake of the gospel. He waived his rights for the sake of others. So if living like a slave would make him more effective, he was willing to waive his rights, the rights of a free man, and live like a slave. If, in another context, living like a Jew would make him more effective in winning Jews, then he was willing to waive his rights of New Covenant liberty in order to voluntarily live under the law like a Jew. And when he was among Gentiles, he followed the same principle. To those who are without law, that is, the Mosaic law, as without law, that is, I will live like someone who is without law, like they are. But he qualifies that statement, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ. I'm not going to violate the law of God. Living among Gentiles, and therefore people who are not under the law of Moses, doesn't mean that I've got the liberty to steal, I've got the liberty to commit adultery. I'm still under the law of God, I'm under the law of Christ, but I don't follow the law of Moses. So when I'm with them, for example, I don't eat kosher. When I'm with Jews, I live like a Jew. I follow Jewish practices that I'm not compelled to do in my status as a New Covenant believer, but I'll do it voluntarily in order to better minister to Jews. And when I'm among Gentiles, I'm not going to follow those kosher dietary laws because that will offend them. So I live as one who is not under law, except I'm still under the law of God and the law of Christ, the moral law, but I waive these other things in order to be effective among Gentiles. You see what he's getting at? Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.